Welcome to the State of Energy. That's Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. I'm Randy Witt, and thank you for joining us. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful sunny day today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling right once again. We are on in 15 countries and 180 cities or 183 cities.
180 cities as of today, so that's awesome.
So thank you all for listening to the show. We very much appreciate it. And we're here with details on how you can keep more money in your pocket by utilizing a superior fuel that's kinder to the environment. Tom, what can do that?
Propane can do that.
And you can find out more about us by going to thestateofenergy.com. That's thestateofenergy.com, a great propane locator tool to find out where you can get propane in your local community. Also, career opportunities, tuition assistance, rebates, and are we still giving away free propane detectors for cabins?
We have a few more propane gas detectors available. You can reach that at rmpropane.org. And fill out your information. Free propane gas detector for Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana propane users.
Okay. Well, once again, it all starts by going to thestateofenergy.com. And we talk about the many benefits of propane. Of course, the superior grilling abilities. I mean, charcoal, as Joe Biden would say, come on, man. Come on, man. I mean, barbecuing with charcoal is like driving down the freeway in an RV with square wheels. Come on.
Wow.
Do it right.
Wow. Yeah, I can't imagine an RV having a charcoal grill inside. You'd probably, burn the thing down, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. There's another problem with charcoal. Also, with propane, you can heat your home and pool, clean your and dry your clothes. Also, power vehicles like police vehicles, postal service vehicles, and fleet trucking along with buses. All that's fueled with propane auto gas. And we've got a great guest coming up in just a moment that's going to highlight the fact that if you're not considering moving your fleet vehicles from gasoline to propane auto gas, you're kind of a dum-dum. That's coming up in just a moment. Tom, Mother Nature has once again provided us with another propane teachable moment. And it's those storms that were going on in the Midwest this week. They're called derechos. And they left just a trail of destruction in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. And it's basically a long line of storms that are just pound with 100-mile-an-hour winds. And thunderstorms, and they're all clumped together. And this one was 200 miles long. A woman in Indiana was killed when her mobile home was rolled over with the high winds. And also, more than 1 million homes and businesses lost power. And many of them are still without power. And this is where we can talk about how propane could help these folks.
Yeah, I really feel bad for these folks that are without power. Over 1 million people with no power, and it's not going to be something you just run out and get turned back on right away. I mean, there's lots of different service vehicles that need to get out there and get these power lines up and going again. And that's one of the things that we've talked about a lot with propane and its resiliency to these types of disasters. The guys that have propane powered generators right now, they're the ones that are supporting the community. So propane is definitely going to be out saving the day in these communities that are without power. So it'd be nice to get our guests' input on that when we bring him in the show. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. That'd be great.
All right, well, let's bring him in now. Stuart Wiedei, President and CEO of Blossoming Gas. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here. Glad to be with you all.
We're very, very honored to have you on the show. Now, you've got an amazing resume. You're currently the president and CEO of Blossoming Gas, also the president of Alliance Auto Gas. And this is something that you founded in 2009 that's a nationwide network. Talk more about that, if you could.
Well, Alliance Auto Gas is designed, or the original vision for it was to create a company that was going to provide auto gas, which is propane, when it goes into a vehicle, to across the country to commercial fleets and ultimately to private fleets and individuals as well. But what we really envisioned was creating a network of service centers and installation facilities that could put the vehicles on propane in a competent manner, that could keep the vehicles on the road if there were any service needs, refueling infrastructure, so there's a place to refuel, and also a reliable fuel supply, which is propane. You know, there's 75,000 miles of propane pipelines, rail facilities all over our country. We've got an existing infrastructure for propane, auto gas already. So one of the things, it's been a long, tough road, but I was hoping, I used to tell people I wanted to wake up in 10 years and be an overnight success. we're still working on the overnight success part, but we're still convinced it's a great option for our country.
And Alliance actually offers the complete auto gas package with everything someone needs to make the shift to go from gasoline to auto gas. You make the full transition a success.
Right. We've designed systems, gotten EPA certifications. We have the ability to get CARB certifications, the California Air Resources Board certifications, which are applicable out there. There's not a technical challenge. It's just a matter of creating the demand. And we have a wonderful training program to get people professionally and competently trained to install the equipment and service it as it goes forward. And that's one of the real keys to making this work properly, is you can't have people splicing and cutting. We've got a plug-and-play system where it only plugs in three places. And the joke in the company is that even Stuart could do an installation on this.
That's a great point right there. You talked about cutting and splicing and dicing. These propane systems that you guys have created are absolutely top-notch stuff. And if I think about some of the old vehicles that I even used to drive, you know, back in the 80s, was this old clunky propane system that it's just not the same stuff that your grandpa had on his old Ford. I mean, this is top-notch, certified by the EPA propane conversion kits, and it's for everybody. It's not just for where are you at today? I know you got locations all over the place, but you're in Mississippi today. Is that where you said you were?
I'm actually in Mississippi today.
Yeah. So this isn't just for the folks in the Southeast. This is for anybody, especially around here in the Rocky Mountains. You can get a conversion kit installed, and you can partner with many of the different propane companies that are in our association. You can get a top-notch system that can run not only on gasoline, but can run on propane as well. So you have that energy resiliency for these natural disasters that we talked about before we brought you in, about these storms that are going on in the Midwest right now. So if somebody wanted to buy your kit and they're in Utah, what would they need to do? Like, what would the process be if a fleet is listening right now, a water delivery, an essential service, electrician, anybody that has a fleet of vehicles, what would they need to do?
Well, first of all, they could contact us through our website or the numbers that the information in terms of the phone number or email or reach us digitally. And then we would work with our partners, meaning installation and service center partners, but we have refueling partners as well in 46 states, not in Hawaii and Alaska right now and a couple of other states where nobody lives, but certainly in, but certainly anywhere else. But, I mean, you mentioned, Tom, resiliency. I think that's one of the things that's important. You know, there are 20, this isn't an experiment. There are over 27 million vehicles on propane autogas globally right now. And you think about all the attention electric vehicles have gotten, there's only 7 million of those. And so it's the number one fuel besides gasoline and diesel globally. And it does provide resiliency. And if you think about propane itself, when there are hurricanes or natural disasters or ice storms, propane is helping the emergency responders cook and feed people and running the equipment. And it's the same for vehicles. And we generally promote the bi-fuel system, which means you run it on propane all the time, except maybe when you start it for 60 seconds. And if anything ever happens where you run out of propane, you still got gasoline or petrol. If you're driving around the middle of nowhere at 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't have to sweat it. And plus, with you combine the propane and the gasoline, you can drive 900 miles and never stop for fuel, which is really important out west for some folks. So we would help you arrange the proper place to get your vehicle converted and also the reliable fuel supply. And all that is taken care of through the network that we've created around the country, to answer your question finally.
Wow. So basically what you're saying is that you're going to have to stop and pee more often than you're going to need to stop and fill up your tank.
I think that's a safe bet to say that, yes.
Okay.
I could say something about that right now, but I won't.
Okay. And Stuart, now we just want to like dive back into who you are and let people know. I mean, you've been in this business for almost 3 decades now. Is that correct?
It's really hard to believe. I started in the industry in 1991, so this is my 29th year. And I used to look at all these guys that were around, 25 years when I'd been here 3 or 4, and I said, I'll never get it that far down the line. But here I am, and I guess it got in my blood. I love the industry. I believe in the energy source. I think propane is just the cleanest energy source we've got. When you take into all the considerations, it's a great energy source. It helps people economically. It's usually 50 to 70% less expensive than electricity for heating homes and heating hot water in homes, something that's not very well communicated or understood because there's so much propaganda being spread about the electrification of everything. But yeah, I believe in what we do with propane as an energy source, both for vehicles and homes and businesses as well.
And Tom, we got a promotion going on right now called the Propane Home.
Yeah, we got the Propane Showcase Home that we're building in Idaho to kind of help showcase all these things that you can use propane with, and especially right now with these storms that were going on that we're talking about. This home will have a backup propane powered generator, which will help you. Your lights will be on if a storm blows through your neighborhood and wipes out the power grid. Along with this home, we're going to try to find somebody to donate a car that runs on propane. So the guy that buys this home will also get a propane powered car. We're going to get that before this promotion is up on this house. But the one thing that Stuart just talked about with the energy resiliency in electric vehicles, could you imagine if all these services that are pushing electric vehicles right now were without power? You're one of those million businesses that are without power right now, and you're trying to charge up. I can think of like Amazon right now. Amazon is going out crazy delivering packages because nobody wants to go out to the stores. And if Amazon just said they were going to buy, I don't know, 100,000 electric vehicles, you're not going to get your package if they're waiting on the power to come back up to charge those vans. The post office, you've seen in the latest legislation that HR2, they're trying to force electrification of the postal vehicles. If you're a Tesla owner that took one of the $1.5 billion worth of subsidies, your car's not getting charged right now. And this electrification of everything in these vehicles is such a bad deal because of the electric grid is so old and so overmaxed and takes so much maintenance, especially in natural disasters, that you really need to think about another fuel source. And a propane powered vehicle that runs on propane and gasoline, that's a no-brainer. That's a win-win for everybody.
Well, just to add to what Tom just said on that point, propane generator systems, both standby and some of the projects that we're working on as an industry right now that would be prime power. I mean, could you imagine if you do believe in electricity and you do have a Tesla or electric vehicle, if you have a solar panel on your roof and you've got a prime power generator system and you're independent of the grid, you really have more independence in regards to being self-sufficient, but you're using energy more wisely. One of the craziest things we do in this country and around the world, and we've been doing it for 100 years, is we're generating power centrally. So when you put coal or natural gas or whatever into a power plant, you lose, by the time you process it in the plant and send it along transmission lines, you're only getting 32% of the energy that went into that plant at the plug. And if you generate your own power on site, you're going to get 75 to 80% plus of the energy. I really believe conservation is a movement we should start in this country. And by using natural gas and propane on site, And, you know, one of the interesting things, Tom, I'm not sure we've ever mentioned to you, but our company right now is working on a home refueling station where you could fill up your personal vehicle at home. So if you're in one of these thunderstorms or ice storms or natural disaster situations, you've got the convenience of filling up at home. And that's something that we're committed to providing. And that's when we're going to start going after private individuals instead of just commercial applications when we have that product ready for the marketplace.
That'd be great.
This is A State of Energy. I'm Rand DeWitt, along with Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. You can find out more about what propane can do for you and improve your life by going to thestateofenergy.com. That's thestateofenergy.com. And Tom, our guest this week is Stuart Wiedei, President and CEO of Blossoming Gas, also the President of Alliance Auto Gas. It's pretty cool being the president of two different things.
You know, Stuart is, I've known Stuart for a long time. He's a fantastic person. He's been a leader of the National Propane Association. He was chairman of that. He's very active in the Propane Education and Research Council. Just a top-notch guy, as a great leader to look up to, and I have a lot of respect for Stuart. So thanks for being on our show, Stuart. Very, very much appreciate it.
Well, it's my honor and privilege. I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you guys.
And for me, it's a special moment because being a son of New England, the fact that you spent 4 years in the minor leagues of Major League Baseball with the Boston Red Sox, now I'm just tipping my hat to you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I never got to the big leagues, but it was a lot of fun trying. And I had a couple years where I made the All-Star team and did really well and thought I was on my way. And then an injury here and there. And at some point, I decided to get a real job. And I told my wife that I know all along she wanted to marry a gas man and not a baseball player.
That's awesome. That's great.
That's great because, you know, I'm just going to plug our own little website here because of that. We've got a guy that was going to be a Major League Baseball player, traded that in for propane, folks. I mean, come on, that's fantastic. So that's just testament of what propane can do for you. And if you're looking for a new career, and go to findapropanejob.com. We've got tuition reimbursement if you're going to be in the HVAC side of the business, or if you want to be a driver in the business, we'll help pay to get your CDL. So go to findapropanejob.com and get yourself hooked up with a great career, and maybe you can get some of the successes that Stuart's seen. So thanks for that.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, because you went, you know, this is the story. This is the story of propane. Someone that got into the business, worked their way up 3 decades ago, and now all of a sudden work their way up to becoming president and CEO of a gas company. And that's you, Stuart. That's a great story.
Well, you know, Rand, one of the interesting points that Tom just made, though, is if you get into the propane industry and you develop the skills and knowledge that are required, you can get a job anywhere in the country. If you said, well, I need to move from Utah to Georgia next week, or I'm moving from Florida up to Massachusetts, you'll be able to find a job with the skills because it's always in demand and it's such a great industry. There are millions of people out there that depend on our industry for providing great energy to them in their homes and businesses, anything that's beyond the natural gas lines and then commercial applications where there is. So it's a great industry to get into if you're interested in a career.
So once again, go to findapropanejob.com and you too can have a blossoming career. And Stuart, let's dive into this. Let's talk about the history of vehicles and propane, maybe going back to the 70s and the oil crisis and how that blossomed a bit.
Arab oil embargo in the early 70s, 73 and 74 created a crisis, and that's really when propane vehicles accelerated. All the way through 1985, and there was so much momentum because the oil prices were so high, and of course we know the political dimensions of that, but it really started to tail off after 85 when gasoline and diesel prices cratered and really slumped to extremely low levels. The other thing that happened that's new in 2005 through 10, there are a lot of companies from a technology standpoint. I mean, I think this is a technology play to make a modern engine run on propane autogas. One of the things people don't understand, an engine in 2020 emits 99% fewer emissions than one from 1970 on a vehicle. Internal combustion engines, which you could look at Bloomberg News and the Wall Street Journal even, or certainly some of the other media outlets, and they say the internal combustion engine is dead. Well, that's nonsense. It's 99% cleaner than an engine 50 years ago. But every year, the technology is improving and will continue for the next 30 to 40 plus years. And the great news now is there are people that have engineering and highly capable people that are creating propane systems that will make these modern engines, like direct injection with turbocharging. We've got a Ford F-150 3.3 liter and the 5.0 liter. It's an incredibly sophisticated engine. We've got those running on propane. In fact, the 3.3 liter on the Ford truck is one of our biggest sellers. You can't notice a thing driving down the road. You punch the button, you're driving on propane, you punch it, running on petrol or gasoline. So that's what gives me great hope, that the technology is keeping up with the modern engine.
Some people that got caught up in some of this late 90s, early 2000s stuff, there were so many different conversion kits out there, and they came from all over the world. And I even myself personally, I was deep into the propane systems and experimented with all sorts of different kits. And there was a lot of trash out there. There's a lot of garbage that made people have this bad taste in their mouth for a propane system. Over the last 10, 15 years, they have changed so much. The technology has really caught up. Propane used to be kind of that old fuel that, you know, was not that sexy, right? We've talked about this before with Tesla's lineup, but now with all this new stuff, you guys are bringing sexy back to propane, and I think it's awesome. You guys have done top-notch stuff with these conversions and really crossed that line from technology into these newer systems with the propane. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. But that's such an important point, Tom. I think in the early 90s, all the way through 2005, 8, somewhere in there, people had bad experiences, gave them a bad taste. But I hope folks have an open mind, because we're in a different game. The technology is different. The engineering is different. We can make these modern systems work very well.
Well, as we come down the home stretch on the show here, I just want to touch on this again, that people, you can transform your fleet and do great things for your wallet and great things for the environment by going to AllianceAutoGas.com. And also, Stuart, just in the last few moments, if you could talk more about what Alliance AutoGas can do for companies.
Well, I think right now, as I mentioned, we are really focusing on commercial applications, people that drive 25 and 30,000 more miles per year. And the fuel cost savings are astonishing. Plus, if you have a sustainability program in your company and you're trying to make progress in reducing emissions in your organization and in your transportation fleet, we reduce greenhouse gas emissions by over 35%, and we've nearly eradicated or eliminated NOx, nitrogen oxides, in our emissions. So it's something that we should all care about. It's not whether there's climate change or not climate change. We should all care about clean air, and we should care about conserving energy and using it wisely. So we're producing, and we're unfortunately exporting, over 20 billion gallons of propane out of our country right now. And we could use it right here. We could use it in 6.5 to 7 million commercial vehicles and clean up the air and save you 30 to 40% on your fuel cost savings, even in the low-cost gasoline and diesel environment that we currently exist in. When gasoline gets back to $3 and $3.50+, we really save folks a lot of money. So it's a great cost savings. It's good for the environmental, and we can use something we produce right here in our country.
And don't wait around for the gas prices to get up to $4 or $5 a gallon. You need to take advantage of this now, so that when that does happen, you're prepared, ready to roll with it right then and there.
That's exactly right.
Stuart Wiedive, president and CEO of Blossman Gas, and also the president of Alliance AutoGas. See what AutoGas can do for you and your fleet and your company and your wallet and the environment by going to AllianceAutoGas.com. Stuart, thank you very much for joining us on The State of Energy.
Thank you, Rand, very much.
Thanks, Stuart.
I'm Rand DeWitt. That's Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. And we are all about what's clean, what's affordable, what's abundant, and what's American. That is propane. Get more information by going to thestateofenergy.com.